The dueling non-binding resolutions espouse the 600 mining and more spin-off jobs to boost a depressed economic area, while the other warns of damaging a pristine Lake Superior region. Ashland County Board Member Alexander Waters is authoring the anti-mining resolution.
Right now, a lot of people feel desperate. It's hard times, a lot of hardworking people who don't have jobs. At the same time, we don't even have the right to act so desperately that we can compromise the rights for future generations to access clean water.
The pro-mining bill authored did not respond to interview requests, but County Board Chairwoman Peg Carella says she's in favor of the iron ore mine.
But there needs to be some regulation, and the regulation has to come from the state, and the way I understand it, the state's not doing anything about anything except worrying about their own jobs.
Even though the public won't be allowed to speak, anti-mining groups hope to pack the boardroom. Pete Rasmussen of Ashland is one of the anti-mining organizers.
These huge strip mines have problems, and if you just ignore them, we're going to have the same problems that they have in Minnesota and Michigan. And that's what this seemingly this company wants to do. So we're going to be trying to educate the public to what this actually looks like.
Meanwhile, Chairwoman Carella isn't sure if the Furs or Agins will win the day.
The consensus, I couldn't tell you. It's about six of one, a half dozen of another, the way I see it.
Neighboring Iron County unanimously passed two resolutions last November and January supporting the mine. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.